Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. It's Sam from Financial Samurai, and I am so thankful to still be around 8.5 years later, and I'm so thankful to live in the United States where there's a high correlation with effort and reward. I grew up in Asia and in Zambia for the first 13 years of my life because my parents were in the Foreign Service, and I didn't quite see that kind of correlation because of nepotism, cronyism, corruption, and all that kind of good stuff. Although the wealth inequality is widening here in the United States, I still think the United States is the place to be where anybody can be somebody if they put their hearts and minds to it. So today's topic is about things worth spending maximum amount of money on for a better life. I think many of us, perhaps most of us on the road to financial independence, are a little too frugal for our own good. We sometimes forget what's the point of making money and saving money if we never spend it or never live it up a little. From the age of 22 to 35, I was super frugal. I was saving 50 to 70% of my after-tax income because I wanted out. I knew I couldn't last in the financial services industry for 20 plus years, or let alone 35 years plus like my parents in the Foreign Service. So I was like, you know what, I better save as much money as possible if I want to have options before I'm old and gray. So instead of trying to walk the entire city of Budapest, I ponied up 30 euros like a baller to get on the hop-on and hop-off bus. I didn't do that last time when I went to Naples, Italy, and it was like 88 to 90 degrees and super hot, and I totally regretted it. Instead of just having lemon water with my ribeye steak, you know, I started ordering a nice glass of Cabernet or a Merlot or a Pinot Noir just to compliment and just to like say, you know what? It's really nice with a nice piece of steak. And as I pushed the spending envelope a little more each year, I really realized I didn't miss the money. It didn't negatively affect my lifestyle one bit. It just became kind of like a rounding error, or it just didn't affect me. So my frugality stems from watching how my parents spend their money. You know, my father was always driving a beater. My mother used every single item until the very end. And when you're gunning for early retirement, every single dollar counts, right? And once you've left the workforce, there's a lingering fear of running out of money that's hard to elude until about the third year, where you realize, hey, things will be okay. You don't have to go back to work. You're not going to run out of money and eat ramen noodles forever. So if you're suffering from frugality disease, or if you're just downright cheap, here are some things that I think are worth spending a premium on for a better life. All right, the first thing is a mattress. You know, we spend a third of our lives sleeping, so it makes sense to get the absolutely most comfortable, most supportive mattress you can afford. Get the top-of-the-line mattress you can. And just beware, mattresses are massive profit margin items. That's why there's been a plethora of mattress startups over the recent years. So the other recommendation I can give you is to negotiate aggressively. Vision. Vision may be our most important sense. It really is. Therefore, it's absolutely worth buying the most comfortable contacts or glasses. If you wear glasses like I wear glasses, go for the thinnest lenses with the anti-reflection and the scratch-proof coating. Yes, it's probably going to cost you $500, but you're going to wear it every single day for like 3 years until it's time to buy a new one. If you wear contacts, like I also wear contacts, go get daily wears. Yes, they're way more expensive than 1 year's, but you know, you can throw them away. You don't have to fret. They're fresh every day. And there's new technology in daily wear contacts. Go for it. And if you wear sunglasses like I wear sunglasses, get UV protection at the very least. 3, dental care. So throw away that $5 manual toothbrush and buy the best sonic toothbrush you can. Those things are a lifesaver. I remember having cavities when I was a kid and then also as a young adult. And I was like, this is so stupid. This is like your gums kind of fade away as you get older. Your teeth don't grow back. You only got one set of them, right? Do yourself a favor and flush and brush at least twice a day and get the best stuff you can. Let's see, 4, work clothes and shoes. I think a lot of us have a lot of clutter in our closets. Instead of getting a high quantity amount of, you know, shirts, pants, dresses, shoes, whatever, Go for high quality. Not only will the items look better, they'll last longer, and there'll be less clutter in your house. All right, 5, baby care products. You know, babies are helpless, right? You better, might as well buy the most comfortable waste-absorbing diapers possible. Get the right creams for diaper rash. Feed them only the healthiest food. Why risk it? Why risk anything when they're still developing their foundation? Millions and millions, maybe billions of cells are forming during the first several years of life. That's where you've got to spend the most and care the most and spend the most amount of time. All right, sports equipment. If you're serious about performance, then you might as well give yourself the best chance to perform by buying the best equipment. You know, sports is hard enough alone when people are just gunning for you. You got to prove your physical fitness, your mental prowess, and your skills. At the very least, get the equipment that puts you on an equal playing field or give you a little bit of an edge. Let's see, next, prime property. You want to buy property in the most prime location possible. Prices hold up better in a downturn and rise faster in an upturn because there's only a limited supply. Think about prime property as being located at the apex of a triangle under which there's a huge base that's always looking to move up, and the base is always widening. There's only so much prime property, beachfront property, whatever, the house in Pacific Heights on the top of the hill. Gotta pick those up. Next, home appliances. Given it costs the same amount of money to install a $500 showerhead and a $100 showerhead, you might as well get the best showerhead possible. The same goes for tiles, toilets, bathtubs, hot tubs, cabinets, faucets, floor molding, paint, you name it. A lot of times, you know, like the higher end homes or just the middle to higher end homes, it's the labor cost that costs more than the appliances and, you know, the material. So get the best material possible. You'll actually get a better value in terms of getting a return for your money. Home theater system, who doesn't love watching Netflix, going to watch the movies? Well, I stopped kind of going to the movies because it started costing $10 per person. Then it's now like $15 per person. So two people plus food, parking, everything is like $40, $50. Hey, instead of spending money on that and having someone sitting right in front of you in front of the movie theater, right? Just get a sweet home theater system. You know, nice, big, ultra high definition TV, enriching surround sound system. You'll never want to leave your house again, and you'll make your money back. Next, mobile phone. The average person checks their phone 80 times a day. I probably check my phone, you know, sadly, probably 2 to 3x that because I have an internet business, right? And I use my phone way more than I use my laptop, except for to write stuff, right? And so I think it's a no-brainer. Data plans cost the same regardless of whether you have a $1,000 iPhone X or a, you know, iPhone, whatever, 6, that is free. So you might as well just get the best phone possible. Wellness. Wellness is a big one. Due to technology and globalization, life has become grossly complicated and stressful for so many people. There's been an epidemic of chronic pain, like lower back pain that I've experienced 14 years ago and I experienced recently as a new father. Spend your money on the massages, physical therapy, acupuncture, mental therapy, medicine, and coaching, whatever it is, financial coaching, life coaching. It's worth it because your physical and mental health are priceless. Vacations. The average U.S. private sector worker only gets about 16 paid vacations and holidays a year. 1 in 4 Americans don't even get a single paid day off. Therefore, if you plan to go on a rare vacation, you might as well make it the best adventure or enjoy the best amenities possible. Yes, I mean, if you're in your 20s or early 30s, you can slum it and just focus on the adventure route. Go for the 2 to 3 star hotels. But, you know, as you get into the 40s, you got family. That time is over. Spend up. Get on that hop on, hop off bus. Stay in a nice hotel in a great location. And if you want more than 30 or more paid vacations and holidays a year, go work in New Zealand or Italy or Belgium, France, Spain, Germany, Portugal, or Austria. Even some of the Asian countries are way better. Actually, probably every single country is way better than the United States for work-life balance. All right, 4 more items. Food. Your body's your temple. If you eat junk, you're going to start feeling like crap and looking like junk. Cut out those sugars. You know, get that organic, fresh fruits and vegetables and fish. Eat the good stuff. You'll live longer and you'll be happier. Car safety. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, in 2016, almost 37,500 people were killed in the United States. That's crazy. That's an average of 102 people per day. And I read another statistic. There were like over 5 million accidents in 2016. 5 million. That is nuts. So even if you are the most defensive driver possible, someone can still be looking at their phone and crash into you and hurt you. So if you have a dependent or a small child, I say it's worth buying the safest car you can comfortably afford, even if that means spending more than one tenth of your gross income on a car. Couple more. K to 12 education. If your public grade school system has low marks, then either move to an area that has high marks or pay up for private grade school with high marks, right? Education is one of the most valuable gifts you can give your child. It was only after I graduated from business school that I realized how valuable a good education was for my career and beyond. I mean, it's like you learn something, you gain confidence, you have connections. All these are integral pieces to achieving financial independence and achieving a happy life. And as for university, that jury's still out. I think a highly ranked public university offers way better value if you are paying rack rate. And finally, web hosting. This might not pertain to most of you guys, but if you're going to start a side hustle, you need a website. And if you want to be legit, you need a web host that makes sure your site is up and running as fast as possible. I used a basic web host for like 3 years, and then finally, as my site continued to grow, I went from paying like $5, $10 a month to now paying $160 a month to have service, to have a private dedicated server, because you guys are worth it. And uptime and security are paramount when it comes to running a large site. So those are the things that I think people should be spending the most amount of their money on. It's important to identify the things that are important to you and spend accordingly. Don't cheap out on everything on your path to financial freedom. For the most part, I always recommend buying less and focusing on quality over quantity. Further, I've never regretted spending up on an experience. Great experiences tend to appreciate with time. And it's strange, but right now, my net worth is rising like most of y'all's because of this raging bull market. Yes, I'm hustling on my site and all that, but the net worth is just going way up, far beyond what I could have ever imagined, and I don't have any desire to buy anything new. It's really strange, and I hope all of you guys reach this kind of level. You know, I've got a cozy house that's under 2,000 square feet. I've only got one car. I don't buy any fancy clothes because I don't go to work. I just wear like sweats, jeans, t-shirt, and I'm happy. I think the one thing that I'm really happy about now that I have a son is being able to see the best healthcare providers at UCSF. That's interesting because I never really thought about that. But when you have family, it's like, you want to be around a healthcare facility that's ranked very highly in the United States. So where I do plan to spend more money are on services to help save time at home. But that's a topic for another post. So thanks, folks, and share with me what you think should be on my list and what are the some things you don't agree with. Talk to you guys later.